And we're just running our beautiful apple flow energy. So we're going to send this beautiful love and gratitude in all our hearts, down through all our chakras. It can be a liquid tube of light, down, down, down to the crystalline core of the earth. Really connecting into the heart of Mother Earth. And with this connection, just feel her heartbeat. See, know, or feel it, or just imagine it. And now she's going to send that love up 1,000-fold. So to receive it, just allow it to flow up through your root, through all your chakras, out your crown, a small percentage going to the galactic core, the other 95% wrapping around and coming back in through your root, circulating through and around you. That perfect toroidal field, that beautiful shape of an apple. Again, bringing your attention back to your heart, sending this love and gratitude up through your crown, to the suns beyond the suns, to the galactic core, to source. And now let's receive that energy, that love back 1,000-fold. And see, know, or feel that coming down through your crown, through all your chakras, out your root, a small percentage going into the earth, the other 95% coming up and wrapping around you and coming back in through your crown, circulating through and around you in that perfect toroidal field. See, know, or feel the energies of Source and Mother blending and merging together, fully anchoring us into Earth and connecting us with Source. And now we want to bring that cosmic Christ energy in from 360 degrees from all directions into our heart, allowing our heart to expand and this Christ conscious cosmic energy to merge and blend with the energies of Source and Mother. And now we're going to extend this beautiful apple flow energy, this beautiful toroidal field out 100 feet in all directions, 100 feet up, 100 feet down, 100 feet all around, so that anything of lower dimensions, lower vibration cannot adhere to our field. We are calling in our guardians again, our protectors. We are fully protected through this journey. You want to call in a companion guardian to come with you on this journey. You may call them in now as we do the other activations. We're going to activate the divine heart first. So I want you to bring your attention to your planetary heart chakra. Some of you have already had this activated, but this will just reinforce the activation. So I want you to see, know, or feel the 9th chakra, and that's the galactic heart chakra, and the 10th chakra, which is the cosmic heart chakra. And just pull them into your heart to connect with the planetary chakra. It's like the Olympic rings. They are intertwined, fully connected. We're just allowing that expansion through your heart, the expansion of this beautiful divine heart to expand. Now we want to consciously activate this beautiful Merkaba that we will be traveling in. And some of you have already activated Merkabas, but we're just going to do it this way. So what I want you to imagine is a triangle, a pyramid triangle. It's three-sided with the bottom base. So it's your pyramid, and it is pointing upward. And then there's another one above it, pointing downward. And there are three sets of these. So you have a set on the left, set on the center, set on the right. So three pyramids pointing up, three inverted pyramids pointing down, where they're tip to tip. And now just see those upper pyramids coming down and merging and combine with the lower ones to create that star tetrahedron. That star tetrahedron on the left is spinning counterclockwise. See, know, or feel, or just use your imagination. The one on the right is spinning clockwise. And now they're coming and they're blending and merging with the one that is stable and stationary in the center, fully activating this Merkaba that we will be traveling in today. And what we want to do is with this Merkaba now, we're going to bring that Merkaba up about 6 inches above our head, above our crown, so that it encompasses our soul star chakra. And it is fully activating this chakra at this time, fully allowing a pure connection between source and your divine heart. Now we're expanding that Merkaba out and we are within it. We are in this Merkaba and we will be traveling. And we're going to be traveling to what I call the Galactic Depot. And just see, know, or feel as we're going up, up, up to this Galactic Depot. And we're going to land on level 12. And this is where we're going to take a doorway here. And you'll see it, or imagine it, it's sparkly and there's rainbows in it. And this is going to take us to the Orion star system, to the blue star of Rigel, the brightest star in the constellation of Orion. So everybody come on board. We're all connected, but we're all individuals here, but so we're all protected. Your guardians with you. We're going to open this beautiful rainbow door and we're going to float. And you can look around and you can spin like you're in a bubble almost. It's really beautiful. And you see all the stars and you see like little lights of blue here and there. But you see this beautiful, bright blue diamond star. And we are gathered around it and circling it. We're just in this beautiful circle together, all next to each other. And we're starting to feel our soul star is beginning to really bring in some information. But we're being invited to actually come in the star now. So we're just going to join hands because we're in our circle with our Merkabas. And we're joining hands and we're going into this beautiful blue star. And they're saying, get comfortable. There's these beautiful cushion chairs around. And they're asking us for all take a seat. And there's a seat for Michelle and a seat for Roberta as well here. So everybody get comfortable. And everything is this beautiful vibration of blue. It's in a dimension and a level of blue you've never seen before. And they want you to get comfortable. And they're going to bring these seeds of codings into your soul star, which are going to then go down through harmonics into your other chakras and other organs of your body as well, your meridian system. Wherever these seeds need to be, they will go. So I just want you to just really relax into this. And we're asking for grace and ease. There's also here in the star, these blue beings. There's one for each of us. And now they are sitting in Indian style in front of you. You are in this beautiful cushion chair, but they are sitting on the floor Indian style in front of you. And they are just sitting there and they are connecting their third eye with your third eye. And this is just the highest vibration of you that is with us now. So what they're doing is, because you're getting all this coding and this seeding up in that soul star, they're regulating the third eye as a processor to be able to bring this in again with grace and ease, but also with understanding and clarity as to what this information is for as it awakens the coding in your DNA. And just get comfortable and allow it to happen. And as we're here, this beautiful, beautiful star is going to channel through me some light language for you, which is going to fully anchor this information. Okay, so here we go. Oh. So let's just take another few moments here to integrate that. Again, we're asking with grace and ease. And now this beautiful blue being that is in front of you, this star being, is standing up and asking you to stand as well. And you will put your right hand on their heart, and they will put their right hand on your heart. And please know that this is just the highest aspect of you that is part of this star. This is nothing from outside of you. This is just the highest aspect of you that you can connect to at this time. And with their hand on your heart and your hand on theirs, take your left hand and cover their hand over top of your heart as they do the same. And you will bring your foreheads together and just give that beautiful love, divine love, and acceptance and compassion for yourself in this moment of now, which is actually timeless. And we give gratitude for these codes, these seeds, these keys that we are receiving. And over the next 48 to 72 hours, we will be feeling them unlock and engage. These keys, some of them we're not quite ready for yet, but they are there. These seeds are ready. So that as our vibration raises from the lower keys and seeds that we are receiving, this information, these seeds will awaken and start to grow as well. So with this, we give gratitude and we separate from that beautiful blue being, and they give gratitude for us. They are grateful. They are so grateful that we are here. There is a beautiful being in the center that is speaking for all of us, they say. You have been chosen. We know your next step, your next place when you go to the Pleiadians, where you will be assisting in giving the keys of humanity back to the souls of this earth, of Mother Earth. You will be the conduits for this, and for that we are grateful. This is no little task. This is something that has been in the works and in the waits for many eons. You were chosen to be doing this. You touch lives every single day, and you have no idea where your ripples are going. But we see it. We see all of it. We see your hearts. We see the purity of your love. We gift you and ask you the gift of self-compassion and self-love. For some, it is hard for you to really receive that. And we ask and we give you the gift of opening your heart to this. And we do this with compassion and love, divine love for you. And again, we are grateful. And we are going to watch as you are doing this. We have this beautiful screen here, and we are going to watch you when you visit the Pleiadians next. We are so excited that you volunteered for this journey. Thank you. And thank you for being here. So we are exiting this beautiful blue star, and we are going to be coming back to the depot in our beautiful Merkabahs. So we're lifting and floating off the blue star. We're fully connected to each other. So no one will be lost and no one will be left behind. And we're coming back to the depot. And we're here, I'm going on level 25. And we're almost all here. There's three more. bringing you in. And here you will notice a little pod. Each of you have your own individual pod. They're really sweet. And your guardian can fit in. And these are automatic pilots. And they are going to be taking us to the sister stars in Pleiadian constellation. So at this time, you can think about which star you would like to be connected to. So you can choose from Maia, Electra, Alcyone, Tegate, Astarope, Seleno, or Merope. You can choose up to two, but you have to choose at least one. And if you can't consciously think of this, your higher self will connect you to this. So everyone with their guardian get in their pod. And you'll see the seven stars all lit up on your dashboard there. So, and you only can press two. It won't let you press any more. So you only can press two for you overachievers that you want to collect it all. Okay. And the gate is opening to the Pleiadian star system. And our little pods are taking off. And they're this beautiful violet with platinum and ruby swirls in them. Yours might have some emerald green. So it's all kinds of these beautiful sparkling colors your pod is made of. And these rays of light are coming in through the pod and circulating through you as well. And as we travel to that Pleiadian, to that star cluster, there's more than 1,000 stars here. But we definitely see all the sister stars. And why we're here, our pod has been activated to connect with the stars that we've decided to connect with. So first, we will start receiving these codes of humanity, how to be kinder and compassionate for self and others, how to really see the divine truth and to be able to stand in your authentic self. And just flooding you with divine love. And you can feel this through all your chakras, this divine love coming in directly, not just your soul star, but directly into your root. Directly into your sacral, directly into your solar plexus, directly into your heart, directly into your throat, directly into your third eye, and directly into your crown. And just feel this divine love from our Pleiadian sisters. Because even though you are connected with only one or two of us at this time, this divine love that we are sending to you now is from all of us. But the keys and the codes are exactly what you need from the sisters that you have chosen or guided to choose. And know that it is perfect. It is a perfect fit for you. A perfect connection for you. And feel the harmonics happening in your chakras, how they are communicating with each other, how they are playing that beautiful music. See, know, or feel this now. And we will give you another moment here to integrate this yourself before we begin the world service work that you are here to facilitate for the planet, for humanity. And now, let us connect with that PSI grid of the planet Earth. The 12 P grids, the 12 S grids, and the 12 I grids. Really connecting in. And I just want you to see your hands wrapping around North America, including Canada, the United States, Mexico, and all the countries and the small countries in Central America as well. And I want you just to know, through this PSI grid, we are connecting with every being, every living being, every man, woman, and child, through their highest of higher selves. And these codes from the Sisters of Pleiadians are filled with divine love and the codes to heal humanity. So they're codes of healing, codes of divine love and compassion. There's also codes of awakening there as well. When these beings, every woman, man, and child, will have this available to them if they choose to. Some may get it instantaneously. Others, it may take a few days, few months, maybe even years. But know, by us holding that energy, envisioning North America, however you want to do it. It could be on a map, as you see it on a flat map or part of a globe. However you see it, use your imagination. Know that we are connected through that PSI grid. And as we gift unconditionally and are a conduit for these codes and keys, through the Sisters of Pleiadia, through Electra, through Maia, Alcyone, Tiget, Celiano, Merope, Astarope. Whatever codes we are channeling, know that this is divinely perfect. And you may see when these codes connect with these beings, because you can see all these little bubbles of light and how they might be changing color as they're receiving this information. And they become a little bit brighter or a lot brighter. Now these codes, when they so choose, they will work with the harmonics as well of each and every being chakra system. And that's how they will be received. So we're going to continue to hold this space and be the conduit or the facilitator of these codes. With this gift. And we will be silent for a while we do this. So there's some additional information that I am supposed to share. So those are beings that are still hanging on onto the earth because they are confused. They haven't fully come into the light. And we are extending these divine light, divine love, divine compassion for them, and these awakening codes so that they may find their way home again. And they may light up differently for you when you see them. Maybe not. But they are very grateful to be included. And these could be ancient relatives that have just hung on to the land, or just that haven't really figured it out yet, that they're lost. So we're just giving them the opportunity here to find their way home. So know that you're assisting them as well. And you are fully protected here. Your guardians are here. Julia's guardians and teams here, fully protecting you. The Pleiadians are also here, and the Orions are watching. That blue star of Orion is watching. There's much joy here for this occasion. And again, we're going to give you time to integrate this with these new souls that you are touching. If you are feeling some heaviness or tightness in your heart, just allow your heart to expand with all this information and all this divine love. Know that you can carry it with ease and allow it to flow through you. You are holding on to none of this. It is just flowing through you, through you. There you go. Allow expansion. Allow your 3D physical body to expand to the depth, to the dimensions and the higher dimensions of your, there you go, your etheric body, there you go. It's now time to just bring our consciousness so that we are aware we're back in our pods. And we just give gratitude, and we receive the gratitude from Mother Earth, as well as your source for participating in this. And know that these ripples that you've allowed will touch many, not just in North America, but throughout the whole planet, because the ripples of the beings will touch others. You are a catalyst for this, and there is much gratitude. So I just want you to look around outside your pod. There's this beautiful ship, it's huge, and there has a docking station there for you to fly your little pod into. This ship is going to take us to our next destination. So if everybody wants to just, there's a little, it's either a green or a yellow button. If, or you can just think it, because the buttons are just for your 3D monkey mind to operate. Or you can just set your intention to go towards that docking station on this beautiful ship. Yes, everybody come along. Still a couple little ones. There we go. Two more. One more. Like, oh, yes, yes, that's okay. We're all here in the docking ship. It's closing up. And we can exit our pods and stretch. And there's a, this is interesting. It's like a party room because there's celebration. So there's a little celebration going on here. So they're taking you out of the docking station, down this hall to this beautiful celebratory place. And there's many beings from different galaxies here. And they're here to give you their congratulations and their gratitude for what you're doing for planet Earth, which in turn is touching many, many other planetary beings, not just earthly beings. So it's like a, it's, there's, you might find relatives here. You might come up with, you might really be able to connect with a relative from a different star system here. And there's these beautiful buffets of beautiful liquid light that you can drink. And these are elixirs. And these are beautiful elixirs of divine love and really just beautiful, soothing and integrating. This will help you to integrate all this information as well. It's an award ceremony for you guys. Oh my gosh. It's bringing tears. There's so much love here. There's this beautiful blue crystal. It's just in the shape of a star that you're being given. So if everybody wants to line up in a circle. Yeah, in a circle. So you have, there's three beings in the middle of the circle. And then all these beings outside the circle, and you're just the circle. There you go. And these three beings are coming up with their gratitude. In prayer pose, they're giving that, and they're handing you this little blue star crystal. And this is something that will, it brings you to a higher level, that you're a galactic ambassador. And it will open up different and many different communications for you in the future, because this is like your ticket to get to these other higher levels. Wow. So as you receive it, you just want to give gratitude as well. And you can put that anywhere you want. And you can choose, if you choose not to take it, that's okay too. You have free will here, but just know that it is just like your ticket and your appreciation for you to be able to go into different realms of higher vibration and higher frequency. And now, wow. So there's a message here, and it's in light language, and it's from these three different beings, and they're from different star systems. One's Pleiadian, one's Arcturian, and one's from a different galaxy outside of our consciousness.
Et son ton et que ton ya ha ha s'éteint. Moi, hey, hi, ya, to, oh, ho, ya, ko, ya. Et le moment pas, et chikou, tout, 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 pas. Ma, ah, ikoto, oh, ah, c'est notre toto, et le ko, ah, ya, ouhou, ouhou. Et so, ah, et so, ah, et so, ah.
And they're coming around and they're just lightly giving you a little nose tap out of it's supposed to be, they're humorous. It's supposed to be like, oh, like a boop on your nose. So you'll get three nose taps, one from each one. Okay. There's a lot of joy that's coming with this. It's supposed to really activate your joy, your inner joy within yourself. And again, they're giving their gratitude. And now the ship is going to do some time traveling. You're in a gateway between December 12th and December 21st on your planetary Earth. And this is a huge gateway. And you are just currently in the beginning of the gateway. But we want to take you to the end of this gateway so that you can encompass the whole gateway at one time. So we are going to travel into the future. 9 days, 9 Earth days. 9 Earth days, so that when Jupiter and Saturn align and the conjunction of these planetary giants will look like one large star, which is going to be happening on the winter solstice, but you are going to see it and experience it now. And there is nothing to fear here. So let's just release any fear that you might be holding and any beliefs that you might not be unworthy of this gift. You would have not found yourself here if you were unworthy. You would have not found yourself on this journey. So you are ready, ready to receive this information, the gifts of this beautiful, what you want to call the Christmas star. But it is so much more than that. Again, it's the conjunction of these planets, Jupiter and Saturn, aligning to form this, which was 800 years ago was the last time that these planets were aligned in conjunction. So what we're doing is we're flying into that and the whole ship is there, but you are seeing it. We're in this beautiful valley of a deck. This deck. It's on the ship's deck we've been taken to. And it's pure glass all around. So we can see this. And we're seeing it from a distance right now. But we have the ability to fly into it with this ship fully protected on this multidimensional level. All the beings that are here in the ship, they're grateful too because they get to experience this as well. So you might have an ancestor here from a Pleiadian or Arcturian, Andromedan. So you can hook up right now and connect with your galactic family in groups. This is a huge area for you to do this experience together with all of them. There's little ones, and there's also animals here too. So actually they're saying that some of your previous pet connections, the animals that you have fostered and homed in this lifetime are here as well, and past lifetimes too. So there's many, many beings here of all high vibrational that are here to experience this with you. They are so grateful that you took the ticket to come with them. All right, so we're going closer now, and we have our protection shields up because this is a high vibration, and these shields will monitor so that whatever we can take on is very comfortable for us with grace and ease. And we're just going to go receive. So we're flying closer and closer into this planetary conjunction, what looks like this one large, huge star. And we're just going to really get closer, closer. We're entering now, the whole ship. There's such excitement on the deck with our relatives and our other travelers. And we're just going to go and we're going to just be here. That's what they're saying. We're just going to be in the center of this. And we're going to receive whatever information is available for us to receive at this time comfortably. It is a high vibration. It's a high frequency. It's whatever is where we are on our planetary expansion path. This is here to support us, fully support us with this gateway, because this is a huge gateway that we're in. So this is actually connecting us not only to the fifth dimension, but the upper dimensions, the seventh, eighth, and ninth dimensions as well. So just let's be in this energy of this beautiful, beautiful high vibrational star. You may be noticing the light show within this beautiful star, because this is, you're just in this amazing place right now. So if you choose, you can absorb the energies of this light that's coming as well on a visual basis. And these are outside of our normal being able to see these colors, outside of our normal range. So they may be colors you don't even recognize. We are now bringing our consciousness back inside the ship, looking at our friends next to us, our relatives next to us, being really aware within the ship. And we are leaving this star and we are traveling back, back in time, back to the now. There is much gratitude here. You have received much information. It is really important for you to take care of yourself over the next 48 to 72 hours. Really be conscious of everything that is shifting and changing within you. So now we're coming back into the now. And the ship is above the earth. And you are each taken to this beautiful tube of light, which you're going to start to come down and is going to connect you into the body, into your 3D body. So just see, know, or feel yourself in this beautiful liquid tube of light. Floating down, 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 coming back into your planetary body, starting to really feel the connection, start to wiggle your toes a little bit, or maybe your fingers, bringing your consciousness back, fully feeling grounded and anchored. Anchored into the earth. Feel that cord that we created earlier, that beautiful apple flow energy, bringing you back, back, back into your body, back into your consciousness, back into your awareness of who you are. Wiggle your fingers, your toes, sit up, stretch. When you're ready, open your eyes. Continue to come back.